Scott with SJA Welfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 437. So we just bombed Iran. We're calling this VCast. What to expect next? Buckle up, buttercup, my friends. It's going to be very, very interesting with this psychological operation for the beast system. But the first story I want to cover, really, I want to look at more of a 40,000 foot level view of the landscape. So we just bombed Iran. Putin declares all of Ukraine is ours in the latest blow to peace talks. So it appears they've gained the upper hand. And personally, I think the world government is already here. You need to think about the pandemic. Russia was in lockstep with Operation Warp Speed, China, obviously. And if third world countries weren't in line, their leaders disappeared. So world government is here, my friends. But Russia has a loose pact with Iran. I actually read up on this. And it appears it's more about military technology versus an act of aggression than Russia will absolutely go to war for Iran. So it's more loose in nature, but China has a pact with Russia. And you need to think about this. 16% of China's seaborne oil comes from Iran. So if all of a sudden oil fields start to get hit from Iran, Russia's going to get super rich, but China is going to be pissed. This 16% number, I read some estimates as high as 40% of the oil comes from Iran to China. So where is it? 16 to 40. Personally, I think we need to expect false flags, nuclear false flags here in the United States. And again, this is an End of Days Watchman news ministry. I had a dream and I saw a mushroom cloud and I was looking at my 1999 Jeep Cherokee with the hood up. And I've said this, I do think you should invest in an EMP shield only if you need to get either out of a big city and or rescue somebody. Otherwise, you know, don't worry about it. And I don't even know if you can put these things on newer cars, personally. I think the older cars, the better. But expect false flags here in the United States because Iran now is coming out and posting that they've moved their enriched uranium. So they still have the means for nuclear capabilities. And then Russia's former leader, Dmitry Medvedev, basically had a quote, and I think this is on Telegram, a number of countries are ready to directly supply Iran with their own nuclear warheads. So it's going to get interesting, my friends. Personally, I think it's a script, but war and death will be real. Now, here is why you know this is an entire psychological operation. We covered in an old VCast, I was shocked as a former marketing executive on how the government was funding advertising to get people to poke themselves. And they used different pillars. One of them was poke yourself so you can have freedom. Another strategic marketing communication platform was poke yourself so you don't kill your grandparents. And marketing is very, very psychological in nature. We use the cognitive triangle. So how do you have an advertisement or a trigger, we would call it, to manipulate thoughts, feelings, and attitudes, get, you know, very emotional, and the goal is behavior change. And what I found fascinating when I was reading these posts that I'll get into, where you know this is a psychological operation because everybody's tweeting the same point, is people are tribal in nature. Most people are in the middle. They don't want to be outliers. They don't want to be innovators. They don't want to be trendsetters. The trendsetters and the people that really move society are 3 to 5% of people. And then there's a group, what we'd call fast followers, that would follow quickly the trendsetters. But most people are in the middle. They just want to go with the flow. They lack critical thinking skills. And so this is just pure manipulation, and I'll prove my point. This is from Barron Trump. I may upset a lot of people with this, but if you're no longer MAGA because Trump wiped out Iran's nuclear sites, you were never MAGA to begin with. And basically all these influencers are tweeting the exact same comment. This is nothing short of a psychological move. Don't fall for it. Don't be part of a tribe. Break from the right left because they're both moving us into this beast system. I have a lot of Christian friends that are caught up in the Schofield Doctrine, and it just blows me away. I could already tell that they were so excited we bombed Iran. And they were so excited that we were involved in destroying Libya and Syria. And I've told them, I said, look, Syrian Christians loved President Bashar al-Assad. And then ISIS came in, that there's a ton of evidence, USA Inc. and Israel were backing them, murdered Christians. And now the leader of Syria is a former ISIS soldier. Trump praised him. I mean, come on. Christians were super happy under Muammar Gaddafi. And then we overthrew Libya. In Iran, there are too many Christians to jail. Now, I do think they have persecution in Iran, so a regime change might help them and in their liberty, but I doubt it with the end of days. And I'll prove that later on with Palantir. And I read an interesting article from Health Impact News about Jews. Many, many Jews live in Iran. And the last bit, I remember reading a stat and covering it on this podcast, 30% of people of Lebanon claim to be Christians. So why are we promoting wiping out these Muslim countries? It blows me away. It just blows me away. We need to pray people get saved, my friends. All right. Donald Trump, don't trust him. And I had a dream. He was playing a script with Lucifer with other Western leaders. And that is how I woke up to Trump wanting to censor the net, red gun flag laws. Just recently, we've covered how he signed up with Palantir, trying to make government an e-government. Doge is nothing short of a psyop for e-gov. Spell it backwards. MAGA is the highest rank of the Church of Satan. I mean, you can't make any of this up. And I've said this often. I was a former marketing executive. You would never launch a brand that has evil connotations to it. That's just brand hygiene 101. But this has gone viral. I just thought this was interesting. And I'm calling this slide, let your yay be yay, nay, nay. Donald Trump, in order to get elected, Barack Obama will start a war with Iran. Donald Trump, Barack Obama will attack Iran in order to get reelected. I predict that President Obama will at some point attack Iran in order to save face. Donald Trump, remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled. Really? Wings are the same bird, my friends. And I did a podcast, Who Controls Trump? Israel controls Trump. Trump hung out at Epstein's New York mansion where there are cameras in every room. Do they have dirt on them? There's a lot of evidence thereof. Check out that VCast that we did. Now, here's where it just gets interesting. Trump threatens to deploy more troops after terrifying legal win. A federal appeals court ruled Donald Trump could keep the National Guard troops in Los Angeles. And here basically is what Trump had to say. Big win in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on president's core power to call in the National Guard. The judges obviously realize that Gavin Newsom, I find that funny, is incompetent and ill-prepared. But this is much bigger than Gavin, because all over the United States, if our cities and our people need protection, we are the ones to give it to them should state and local police be unable. Yeah, it's great and it makes a lot of sense, but they allowed us to be invaded by design, to get troops on the streets, to ignore posse comitatus. I am not buying this for a second, because you need to think about how could this be used for evil. First, they're going to go after the illegals. If Trump's still in power, they'll probably next go after the leftists. And third, this will be the Noah Hyde enforcement mark of the beast arm. It sets a precedent. It's slow boiling us. I'm not buying it for a second. It screams evil, my friends, once you wake up to this. All right, the next slide, where we're getting primed for a digital pandemic. Cyber Polygon, World Economic Forum, they erased it from their website. We've covered it. Check out that old VCast, Cyber Polygon. But get this, 16 billion passwords from Apple, Facebook, Google, and more leaked. You cannot make this up. And so what I said on multiple posts is they created the net. They have your passwords already. And I've told this story before. I had a situation with Google where I sent them the paperwork. I was selling my book, sold a couple on their platform, and they refused to pay me because they said my paperwork is wrong. I set up another YouTube channel. One of them was taken down, and I signed in, could not get back into my YouTube account. They have this parallel infrastructure. And I'm convinced either Google was hacked or they're complicit because I sent them the right paperwork and I can't get a hold of anybody. Lost my channel, lost my password, set it up within a week. Something brewing inside of Google is wicked. And if you do your research, who started Google? Do a deep dive there. And many of these other tech companies, I'm not buying this for a second. They have your passwords. They need to have you move to bio-digital authentication. They need to move you to ID 2020. Now, the third thing that happens to me with Google, if I'm ever using that search engine, which I try to avoid, but sometimes it's just convenient, I will type something in the search bar and something super random will show up on my search. And what's crazy is a popular YouTuber said the same thing. So when you search something, let's say I type in searching the deep state, Rumble will show up. They have a parallel system. So pray for us, my friends. So they're going to probably blame Iran for some sort of digital plandemic. I'm not buying it because they need chaos for this Mark of the Beast authentication system, period. More PSYOP, because here we go again. Barack Obama pushes government to regulate dangerous online voices, all while Trump administration boosts monitoring of possible Iran-backed cells in U.S. as Trump waves strikes, sources say. All of this is a Palantir excuse to ultimately go after you. Sounds good on paper, but it's wickedness, my friends. It's control. But let's read about Obama. During a public appearance at the Connecticut Forums, an evening with President Barack Obama on Tuesday, former President Barack Obama said that the government intervention is necessary to regulate social media platforms in order to address what he described as growing misinformation and confusion between facts and opinions. This is why they launched AI as well. They need to censor the net. Here's another example. We've been talking about this. So AI has been around forever with the military-industrial complex, and they give it to us. They give it to us to create confusion, to dumb us down, multiple reasons for you to hook up to this with biodigital convergence. But this is a great excuse to censor the net. Israel-Iran conflict unleashes a wave of AI disinformation. So they need to put AI in a box, ultimately to identify you to go onto the net. This is wickedness, my friends. You can see it. How do you move people into this Mark of the Beast system? Via chaos. I already covered this. Trump administration boasts monitoring of possible Iran-backed cells in the U.S. as Trump wave strike, sources say. Wings of the same bird, my friends. Now, here's where it gets very fascinating. Very fascinating. And we've covered multiple stories on how they're going to get AI and Palantir and Starlink adopted around the world. Part of it was the tariff hike. They're negotiating to get those capabilities around the world. Now, I'm going to play a video of the founder of Palantir. And he goes on to say, and this is from Trump at News One, "I'm thrilled to invest in Iran. The Persian people are natural allies of Jews, America, and the West." I mean, so he's like, destroy it, control it, move AI that will be running the world. A couple, two or three different AIs will run the world with the Antichrist, with the Mark of the Beast system, with Skynet, if you will, Skynet out of China, the 10 kings, destroy it to control it. But let's let him tell the story.
Is the people of Iran, the Persian people, the Kurds, the others there, they're much more natural allies of the Jews, of USA, of the West. This was a very modern country before it was conquered by these insane theocrats.
Exactly what I would say.
That's a very important point to understand.
They were going to throw flowers at us in Iraq. That never happened.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying they're going to throw flowers at us here, but this is a lot different situation. And it's you know, I work with a lot of amazing Persian people. I'm really excited to invest in Iran if we can get this country to be some sort of republic, not run by crazy people. And that's a lot easier than doing that in Afghanistan or somewhere else.
Well, so how much do you think this is about? We were talking to the minister of the economy in Israel. Is about regime change, like full-on regime change in Iran, versus just eliminating the nuclear threat?
Well, it's very clear that this administration says it's about eliminating the nuclear threat. That's their goal. I respect that. You know, when we attacked Iraq 20 years ago, even then I thought it was a mistake versus going after Iran. Iran's clearly a really evil regime. So I've been against the Iranian regime. I've been for freeing Iran for a long time.
Freeing them with Palantir tech. I mean, it's kind of funny. The United States has so much blood on their hands invading Iraq via a lie. I mean, deception is so great, my friends. I've covered this slide multiple times, why I'm not a Zionist. Final Days Report, episode 416. If you check that out with the Schofield Bible lie, this is one of those videos that just refuses to play on my website. At least it's still there, but if it does not play and you check it out, send me an email, scott@sjwildfire.com. And that's the best place to send me tips. The amount of tips I get blows me away. And if I haven't covered some of your tips, it's because I'm behind. But really, the big picture of all of this is when you really read Revelation 12, and I am not a pre-trib rapture guy, I think the war ultimately will be against true Christians. Lucifer wants to destroy all of humanity, God's creation. That's why he's trying to defile everything with as the days of Noah. But it'll move, when you read Revelation 12, to Christians. And Noahide laws will be a part of this. There'll be this digital system, Mark of the Beast system, where they'll activate it, ultimately trying to hook you up to artificial intelligence for 7, 8, 9 skills that we've covered. But I think Noahide laws will be a part of this. And I'm not going to play this video of this rabbi, but he's talking about, yeah, Muslims, old religion, and we basically worship the same God. They're priming you for Noahide laws, my friends. All right. The big picture of this, again, is biodigital convergence. You cannot keep your eye off of biohacking you. Brain-computer interface from Mr. Kennedy, who, again, is caught up with the Epstein mess. The mission to make America healthy again includes Make America Biotech Accelerate. Really? I didn't sign up for that. I didn't sign up to lose my free will. President Trump showed in his first term what happens when you unlock American science breakthroughs happen fast. Yes, sickness, heart disease, cancer. I mean, now we're going to do it again. We know the power of U.S. biotech. It's time to let it flourish, not tie it up in red tape, misalignment, and the process that gives us the edge to foreign interests and large incumbents. I find that interesting because one world government is here. We're clearing the path to transform great science into real cures. So destroy the heart, fix the heart, give you cancer, fix cancer. Not buying it for a second. Continuing at lower cost and better health for American people. Life science and biotech are at the heart of that. Baloney. Now, one of the big psyops, I think, is with Elon Musk's Neuralink, because we've played multiple videos where he has said it's a non-invasive surgery. It's nanotech meshing your brain. So you don't need a massive chip to hook up to artificial intelligence. It's a psyop, my friends. Do not poke yourself with anything. We've played his videos. Seamless. What tech do they have? They're 50 years ahead of what we know. I thought this was an interesting post from Revelations and Rabbit Holes. Aquino co-authored Mind War, a U.S. Army paper on the future of psychological operations, stating that psyops must make full use of electromagnetic fields and extremely low frequency waves to make people more suggestible to mind war in conjunction with media broadcasts. Reverse the Smith-Mundt Act so the American media can lie to you. I mean, this is a deceptive time we are living in, my friends. All right, I expect false flags, my friends. And this was fascinating to me from the National Interest. And I find this to be somewhat good news that people are waking up to false flags. No, the USS Nimitz will not be destroyed in a false flag. because the USS Nimitz is going to the theater, and I stress the word theater of war, and it's supposed to be decommissioned next year. 3,000 sailors are on the ship. Here's what I wrote on Telegram. The Twin Towers were scheduled to be destroyed or cleaned up from asbestos. It's kind of interesting how their old false flag tricks are getting exposed. I wonder what chaos is next. Digital pandemic that we just covered. When I wrote this the day before, folks, I had so many computer attacks. It was a quite interesting day for me. Now, many truthers are going out and saying, false flag's not going to happen here in the United States. I think they will. Check out Final Days Report, episode 211. It's a very, very quick VCast, I think 7 minutes long, if not shorter. ISIS-like army in the United States. Now, what's crazy here is a podcaster talked about, and I think he read an article as well, about how this illegal immigrant was caught going through the border, and he was being trained up by the CIA. You can't make this up. And I cover a dream that I had a long, long time ago of subway trains and trains getting attacked simultaneously here in the United States. So I expect major false flags in the United States. They're going to have to go big or go home. It is going to have to paralyze the United States. Suitcase nuke, something big. And many Christians, when I first became a Christian in 2008, had dreams of U.S. ships getting attacked. It's going to get interesting, my friends. People in Israel are being shell-shocked. I've watched probably 50 videos of people hunkering down and crying and fearful in bomb shelters, not allowing Christians to actually go into these bunkers. I mean, it is really quite a sight to see. And I couldn't imagine living in a city and all of a sudden missiles are flying down. But years ago, I had a dream of American soldiers on a base somewhere abroad crying and being surrounded. And so all American bases in every country will be burned. This is from Iran. And they appear to have missile technology that cannot be stopped. Now, if you read the West news, they said they've wiped it out. We'll see what happens in the future. And I have the theory that the woman of Revelation is Jerusalem. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. It's called the Great City. Then if you look at hermeneutics, the Great City is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. And then I think this fits Zechariah 14 of the armies of the world going after Jerusalem and some people coming to Christ, crying out to Jesus Christ. So I think a remnant will be saved. But you need to think about this. This is an old story. Governor Greg Abbott tells Texas town it's against the law to stop sending their tax dollars to Israel. And you cannot make this stuff up. Make America great again, really? Country's bought and paid for, my friends. John 18, verses 36. But this is where, personally, I need to continuously remind myself, and I think Pastor Larry hits this home. But Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Sister passage to that, where we need to set our kingdom above, and trust me, we obviously have to live in this world, and I struggle with this. But let's read, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." I think it's powerful, my friends. Pastor Larry's going to get back on doing podcasts, and I posted an old one on sjwellfire.com. Check that out. I did an old study on the Gog-Magog War. Personally, that's something I'm not watching for, and let me tell you why. So some highlights of this Bible study. First of all, the Gog-Magog War is clearly in Revelation after the millennial reign of Christ, where Lucifer is loosened for a short time to deceive. it says Israel will have unwalled cities. That's not the case now. They're not at peace. It says they'll burn weapons for fuel for 7 years. Are they going to burn tanks and guns and missiles? Basically, it says they don't need to go to the forests to burn wood. Are they burning wood today? It also says it's a latter-day prophecy. Now, my question is after the millennial reign of Christ, is that a latter-day prophecy? That's really the latest prophecy. And it says that people will be employed to bury bodies for 7 months. Now, what I find fascinating there is if they're being paid after the Antichrist, then they obviously have had to have taken the mark of the beast, right? So there's debate on the timing potentially, but personally, I don't think it adds up. And if somebody's teaching Gog Magog war, I'm not saying they're a heretic. I'm not buying that. There are enough wars in the end of days, but this one personally is not one that I'm looking for just with that Bible study. So check that out. 287, give me your thoughts and let me know if I missed anything. I think the big war is Zechariah 14. That's the big one where God brings all the armies. And personally, I think this will be after the 10 kings are established. Right? How do you bring all the armies of the world? Well, there needs to be a consolidation and some will get saved. And that's the key. We need to pray for souls, my friends. All right, I think I'm going to end here. I thought this was interesting. And again, I go back to the dream where I saw Trump getting a script from Lucifer. So what God is he praying to here? Keep me in the fight, my friends. Thank you for your support. I'm going to leave you with this just to ponder on and chew on. And if you're a huge Trump fan, go to SJ Wellfire and just type Trump. I almost went to the January 6th event, and then I had a dream two nights before. It was a trap. I started trying to warn all of the so-called truthers about it. And I just felt convicted after that dream. I'm like, I better start a Watchman News ministry because if I don't blow the trumpet, the blood will be back on my head. What do you think about this video? God bless.
And I want to just thank everybody. And in particular, God, I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East, God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much.